It's Texans Huddle. We're so happy that you're with us. I'm Drew Doherty, and this is Mark Vandermeer, the host, the voice of the Houston Texans on the radio.
Yes.
Texans TV. You do everything.
Well, we do everything too.
No, you do everything.
We both do everything. We do it all here.
Yeah, we got a fun show. We got Larry Izzo, the special teams coordinator. We're going to have J.J. Watt's abs. I don't know about your abs or my abs, but it's a full program. But, Mark, we got to start with OTAs. Week number two of OTAs underway. Saw some cool things at the start of the week, didn't we?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Drew. I mean, I think when you look at this time of year, you want to see the offense continue to take steps forward. And we're not out there for every practice. So you look from one week to the next, and that's the glimpse we saw. You could tell they've been working a lot on various things, including passing game proficiency, and just getting everybody on the same page as much as possible. This is basically when you're installing a lot of your offense and defense so you can hit the ground running for training camp.
No doubt. You know, and one big news storyline that came out earlier in the week, David Quessenberry was waived by the Texans, but waived with an asterisk, if you will.
Yeah, obviously everyone's familiar with his story, battling cancer, recovering, but there's still some treatment to be done, and it's certainly affected his football career. Here's Bill O'Brien.
We just felt like there may be a point during the fall, during camp, where he was burning the candle at both ends, so to speak. We want him to fully attack and beat cancer, which he will do, and then get him back on the 90-man roster at some point in 2017. So that's what we hope will happen with putting him on the NFI.
DQ is one of the strongest guys I know. He is an inspiration, you know, and I think that word gets tossed around a lot, but I think DQ is he's the epitome of what an inspiration is. You know, to see his fight firsthand and to be able to, on a daily basis, to watch his work ethic, to watch his drive, to watch the intensity that he brought every single day and that he continues to bring every single day. I mean, the guy, he's an impressive man, and it's been awesome to have him around. It's been awesome to be a teammate of his, to be a friend of his, and he is definitely an inspiration.
There's no precedent for that. You know, I don't know if there's ever been somebody that's been out for 4 years, but if anybody can do it, it's David Quisenberry. This guy's a driven guy. He has a passion for football. This guy has never missed a day other than when he's had to go over and have treatments over at the Cancer Center. He's been here early, stayed late, helping teammates out, helping in the weight room, working out on his own. So if there's anybody that can come back and play, it's David Quisenberry.
Yeah, so that's tough for Quessenberry, but you hope to see him around here soon enough.
Yeah, and clearly the book's probably not closed on his career as a Texan. Okay, one other big question mark that we get a lot of times from fans is the tight end position. Yeah. What's going on with it? What are we going to see in 2016? And so on and so on. That was a topic of discussion this week as well.
Yeah, and you know, they have C.J. Fedorowicz, Ryan Griffin, and other guys on this roster who could be really interesting to watch. Bill O'Brien helps us get through it with some help from the alphabet.
We have three different types of tight ends right now. You know, we feel we have a Y, which is C.J., which I just described to Aaron as, you know, primarily his role is to be a really good blocker on the edge of the defense for us, but he can help us in the passing game with certain things. Then we have a U tight end, which is what Ryan Griffin is. Right now he's rehabbing his Achilles, and he'll be back. He'll be back out there. Whether he's back out there for OTAs or not, I'm not sure on that yet, but he'll be ready for training camp. And a U is a guy that can do a few different things. You know, he can block in a serviceable way, and then he can really help us in the passing game. The key for Ryan Griffin is going to be health. It's going to be having the ability to be out there all the time once the season starts, because he can really help us. And then you have two F-type tight ends, and Anthony Denham, who's been here, and Steven Anderson, who to this point has done a really good job of learning the plays and going out there. And, you know, in a non-padded practice, he's shown us some good things. But, again, the true test will come in training camp. So having those three different types of tight ends helps.
The tight end group going to be one to watch this spring, this summer, and then ultimately in the autumn. Okay, the wide receivers, that position has been upgraded and upgraded in a big way speed-wise. But keep your eye on some guys who are still here, right?
Yeah, Cecil Shorts among them, Drew. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, one of the very best in the National Football League. It is a talented group getting a lot of good work right now.
And it's a group that is very, very diverse as far as their skills go.
You know, it's interesting when you think about that. You have different guys. Some guys like Hopkins who have been in our system now going on 3 years that know where to line up in every position. You have those guys like Mumphrey and Jalen that are going into year two that are really bright receivers, and you can use them in different ways too. And then you have your rookies in Will and Braxton, and you know, a guy like Wendell Williams, you know, who's been out there doing some good things. So there are kind of three different groups of guys. Cecil Shorts, who's going into year two, but he's a veteran player, knows our system real well. So there are different, I want to say, standards in the fact that, you know, hey, look, we don't expect Will Fuller and Braxton Miller to know where to line up and run the exact route in every single position. But we do expect them to know the positions that we're starting them out in, and they're doing a good job with that. Whereas Hopkins, you know, there's a very, very high standard for him, and moving him around and asking him to do a lot of different things, and that's what we're trying to do. So different strokes for different folks a little bit at that position.
Anytime we get on the field, you know, anytime going against those guys is always a challenge. You know, with bringing Brock in and Lamar and, you know, drafting Will, you know, those guys definitely added a lot of speed. So it's definitely a challenge for us, you know, and it can only make us better, you know, it gets us ready for the year. You know, we're definitely going to see some speed, you know. So if we can see it in practice each and every day, like I say, it only can make us better as a defense.
And the guys covering those receivers during OTAs, training camp, mini camp, whatever you want to call it, the defensive backs, the secondary, and they're led by number 24 and number 25, Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson.
Yeah, and it's great to see those guys out there. Look, you want to see them continue to do what they've been doing, but you want to see the younger guys sort of rise to the occasion, Kevin Johnson entering year two. And then you look at a lot of young players, particularly at safety. Andre Howell entering his second full season as a safety is going to be very interesting to watch. You already know about Quinton Demps, and there are numerous other players that they're trying to get into the mix. A.J. Boye has looked pretty good at OTAs as well.
He sure has, and that group really one to watch.
I feel great about the group, you know, with having years under your belt, with everybody being together, you know, you guys can play a lot faster. You know, it's almost like everybody's, you know, thinking the same out there because we've been together and, you know, we've been in different situations and, you know, I know how Dre's going to react and as opposed to, you know, Quentin, you know, whoever I'm working with as far as, you know, that's on my side of the field. So, you know, It only helps us, makes us stronger as a secondary, and you know we have to, you know, be able to be on the same page out there, and being together for years, that can only, you know, it only helps, you know, it helps you as far as communication. Like I said, it's almost like you guys are, you know, all on one accord out there.
Yeah, it's fun to watch those guys run around at practice, Drew. They take a lot of pride in what they do.
No doubt. Okay, we've talked offense, we've talked defense, we haven't talked Lederhosen, and we're not going to talk Lederhosen on the show. But if we wanted to, special teams coordinator Larry Izzo would be our guy.
He's an expert at that. Well, really, special teams is his expertise. He's next.